Hey guys, today we have an episode that is guaranteed to make you laugh. Before we hear it, we want to say thank you so much to all of you who took part in our Patreon survey. You made some brilliant suggestions. We heard what you said, and we've made some changes to our rewards. Firstly, you can now have a free 1-week trial when you support us on Patreon. That means that you can sign up, see if it works for you, and if not, no problem. Just end the trial. But I promise you, you won't be disappointed. Let me quickly tell you all about it. We have 3 tiers or levels. The first tier is called the Laughing Leprechauns. They will get a shout out on the show, access to over 75 extra episodes, and early access to episodes. Then we have the Giggling Goblins. Their rewards are the same as the Laughing Leprechauns, except they also get an extra mini episode every week. And a 64-page digital copy of the Giggling Goblin's Guide to Playful Proverbs. Then we have the Dazzling Dragons. They will get all of their rewards of the Laughing Leprechauns and of the Giggling Goblins, as well as a personalized birthday story and a personalized Christmas story and a pack of BKFK stickers posted to you 4 times a year. When you support us on any of these levels, you really help us a lot to keep writing and recording and working as hard as we can for you, to bring you stories filled with adventure, imagination, monsters, and myths, and the wisdom of tales from all around the world. So give it a try. Just go to Patreon and search for By Kids For Kids Storytime, or go to our website, bykidsforkids.co. Remember, there is a free 7-day trial. Okay, let's hear who the superstars are of this story.
My name is Eli, and I am from Colorado, and I love reading books.
Hello, my name is Russell. I'm 11 years old. I'm from Hong Kong, and I like dogs.
My name is Mira. I am 8 years old. I live in Livingston.
You guys are amazing. All right, Ruby, let's get on with the story.
Pepitko the Cobbler. Once upon a time in the land of Poland, there lived a mischievous man named Kopitko. He was a cobbler, which means that he was a shoemaker. Not only did he delight in playing pranks on people, but he also had a funny appearance that added to his charm. Kopitko's ears were so enormous that they would flap and wobble whenever he laughed. Some believed that his ears had grown so large because his master used to tug on them whenever Kopitko misbehaved, which happened quite often. Eventually, his ears became so huge that he could store all his cobbler's tools inside them. He kept his hammer, pliers, and all his other equipment within his remarkable ears. One fateful day, Kopitko decided to play a trick on a customer who was always in a great hurry. He handed the man a backwards pair of shoes. The heels were where the toes should have been, and the toes were where the heels should have been. Whenever the man attempted to step forward, he couldn't help but move backward instead. The poor customer grunted and groaned, but no matter how he struggled, he couldn't go forward. Eventually, he gave up and left the shop backwards. This mischievous act was too much for Kopitko's master.
Kopitko, this is too much,
he said.
I'm losing all my clients. This will ruin me. I'm afraid you cannot work here anymore.
Kopitko set off into the wide world to seek his fortune. Along the way, he couldn't resist a bit of mischief here and there, and he continued to play pranks on people. He swapped sugar with salt. He knocked on people's doors and ran away.
go.
And even put a fart balloon under the mayor's chair, who was awfully embarrassed when he sat on it.
I'm dreadfully sorry.
After a week or so, Kopytko met a lively duck, happily dancing in a field. Amused, he asked the duck why he was dancing. The duck, named Quack, waddled and danced as it replied,
"It's better than laying eggs for the farmer."
Kopytko knew at once that the duck was just like him, mischievous.
"Why don't you join me? We can play our tricks together."
So the two of them set off down the road, making fun of everyone they passed. On the outskirts of a forest, they found an old man peacefully dozing under an old oak tree.
"I'll lay an egg on his head,"
Quack suggested. But Kopytko had a different idea.
"Let's quietly take off his shoes and tie their laces together. Then we can throw them over the big branch above him. It'll be hilarious."
Quack giggled with excitement. They got down to their silly work, and soon the shoes were swinging in the tree. They hid behind the tree and waited for the old man to wake up. When he opened his eyes, he yawned, stretched, and stood up.
"My shoes!"
he gasped.
"Where are they?"
He looked around and saw them hanging from a branch above his head.
"How strange!"
he muttered. He tried to reach for them, but when he did, Kopytko pulled a string, moving the shoes just out of his reach. Kopytko and Quack giggled. The old man jumped and tried again and again, but the shoes kept moving away. Eventually, the old man became very frustrated. He slumped to the ground and started to cry. Tears were pouring down his face. Kopytko was puzzled. He turned to Quack and whispered,
"What's going on with the old man's eyes?"
Quack replied,
"No idea. It looks like they're leaking."
Kopytko and Quack came out from their hiding place and approached the old man. He asked him what was wrong. The man sobbed,
"My shoes, they keep running away from me."
"I'll get your shoes back,"
said Kopytko.
"But first, can you tell me what are those red things coming out from your eyes?"
The old man sniffled and replied,
"They are tears."
Curious, Kopytko asked,
"What are tears?"
The old man was surprised.
"Haven't you ever cried before?"
"No, but I'm really good at making people laugh. Maybe I can make you laugh too."
Kopytko gave a signal to Quack. He flew up to the shoes and bit the string. The shoes tumbled down to the ground.
"You took my boots,"
said the old man.
"Why would you do such a thing?"
"We're just playing a prank. We thought it was funny."
The old man wiped the tears from his face and said,
"You might have laughed, but you made me cry."
Kopytko and Quack looked at each other guiltily, and suddenly they felt sad too. They didn't like seeing the old man so upset. The old man called out to them,
"Come here, young man."
"Are you going to pull my ears?"
"No, I won't. Why would I do such a terrible thing? Please, come here."
"Go on, Kopytko,"
whispered Quack. Kopytko cautiously approached the old man. The man lifted his arms, spread them wide open, and gave Kopytko a warm hug.
"I forgive you,"
the old man said kindly.
"But promise me that from now on, you won't play any more pranks on people. No more laughing at other people when they're unhappy or frustrated."
Kopytko felt tears coming to his eyes for the first time.
"I'm sorry. I thought if it made me laugh, then everybody else would also find it funny. We promise we won't do mean pranks anymore.
The old man smiled and told them he was sure that they could always find a way to make people happy without being mean. Kapitko and Quack thanked the old man for his forgiveness and continued on their journey. As they walked, Kapitko started prancing around and doing somersaults. As he did this, his ears wobbled around. Quack did a silly duck dance. They passed by a farmer who stopped what he was doing in astonishment. He found them so funny that he couldn't stop laughing. He called out to the other farm workers, and soon they too were loudly laughing. Kapitko and Quack started giggling too. They had found a way to make people happy. They traveled from town to town, spreading joy and laughter wherever they went. They performed their funny act, bringing smiles to everyone they met. They never played mean pranks again. Word of their delightful performances spread far and wide, and they became famous throughout the land. In fact, the king himself was so impressed by their ability to make people happy that he made them both knights. From that day forward, Kapitko and Quack only saw tears of laughter. They continued to bring joy into people's lives, and they lived happily, sharing their laughter with the world.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.